USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 4 storm as it continues to slam the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian's maximum sustained winds are near 155 miles an hour with higher gusts. The storm is continuing to move toward Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has the latest.
I just spoke this morning with President Trump. He's fully engaged in this and, just reiterated that he's going to provide whatever resources we need to be able to weather Dorian. FEMA is fully engaged. Obviously, this is a storm that can impact multiple states at this point.
Hurricane watches and warnings are in effect for much of the Florida coast. The hurricane is expected to make landfall Tuesday morning. The murderer, suspected of killing at least six people in Odessa, Texas on Saturday, was reportedly fired from his job just hours before the attack. USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
China is moving slowly with the implementation of retaliatory tariffs as trade tensions with the United States continue to escalate. The Chinese government pushed ahead Sunday with increased duties of between 5 and 10% on a variety of major American goods exported to China, including soybeans and crude oil. Many people are wondering if this tariff back and forth is the right way to handle things, but according to Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham,
if you surrender to China's cheating, it will devastate our economy and the world economy over time. So the price of standing up to China, I think, is a lot less than just giving in to China. The tariffs are a tool. Nobody likes it as policy. But I don't see how you make China change their behavior until there's a consequence to what they're doing. That's why we have the tariffs.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Apple is offering replacements for Apple Watches Series 2 and 3 with cracked screens. Apple or its authorized dealers will replace the screens free of charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the Labor Day weekend.
Angel Has Fallen once again at number one, grossing $11.6 million. The Good Boys, still at number two this week, grossing $9.2 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number three with $6.7 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, coming in at number four this week, grossing $6.3 million. The Overcomer is at number 5 with $5.7 million. Ready or Not is number 6 with $5.6 million. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number 7 at an even $5 million. Spider-Man Far From Home still on the charts, dropping down to number 8 with $4.3 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is at number 9 with $4.1 million. And almost tying it, coming in at number 10, the Angry Birds movie number 2.
And finally, a study out of Boston shows optimists live longer. Scientists at Boston University School of Medicine and Harvard School of Public Health did research that shows people with a sunny outlook on life are more likely than pessimists to reach the age of 85 and older. The researchers found that's regardless of health conditions, depression, and socioeconomic status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.